Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm calling in regards to a charge on my credit card that was for you, and I call and my credit card company put an alert and a fraud alert on this, and I guess it's in response to a subscription or something that I inadvertently, I guess, had put on because I got some type of paper shipping and handling on a free bracelet they sent to me. So I do not want this subscription, and my credit card company gave me the number and said that I needed to ask for a refund and also to cancel the subscription or
Okay, that's
whatever
fine. I
it
can help you with that. What's your zip code?
It is 22714.
Right, what's your first and last name?
First name is Julia, and my last name is Cotulli, Cotulli.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
It's 19679, 19, oh geez, I forgot my own address. 19689. That's Mount Dumpling Road, and that's in Brandy Station. 22714.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I did see you have the MUV smartwatch and the earbuds, and you said that you do not want to be on the subscription. Is that correct?
Yes, I don't even know what the subscription is all about, truthfully.
Yeah, it would just basically be whatever product you signed up for. It would just be, they would just keep sending it to you every month.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't need that. I'm on a very limited income in the middle of a divorce, and I really can't afford
I can understand
and
that.
hopefully this thing will end. It's been over a year and almost a half already, so I
Oh
can't
my
wait till it's over.
God.
I know.
That's a long
Oh my
time.
God, it's
Why is
so
it
much
taking so
trouble.
long?
Oh, because he's. Oh, he first of all, he just replaced me with somebody else, and then he's spent all of our money, and it's just been a battle back and forth,
Oh,
and he
I
doesn't want
see.
any alimony, and oh my gosh, it's, you know, this is what you think you know somebody after 20 years, but I guess no.
You got that right. You don't never know anybody, no matter how long you've been with them.
Oh my God, I know, it's so but really. I don't know.
Sad.
You know, that's why every time I talk to another woman, I say, make sure you have yourself a little stockpile and don't let nobody know about
Oh, yeah, I've been did that a
yourself.
long time ago.
Good girl.
Look, I have been did that. Like, I'm married. Don't get wrong. I mean, I would never
Oh.
worry about that or that, but it's still, you never know. You just never know people.
No, you just don't know. I mean, we retired to Florida to our forever home, and then he just went nuts on me. So
She said
an
he went nuts.
eye-opener.
I bet it was. Look, he was just waiting for the perfect timing.
I really, you know what? And that's what my sisters tell me. They go, you know, I think he had this all planned to get you away from everybody, you know, where you've been living for the last almost 20 years, and just to pull the rug out under your feet. And literally, I kind of believe that, because now it's just been, you know, and you know, who the freaking, thank God I have good children, you know, and you know, good family, because I always feel for a woman going through this who has no family, nobody to turn to. You know, they have no support, but thank God, you know, that's my silver lining, I should say, is that I have a good family and kids, so
Well, that's good. You don't have to be bothered, deal with it by yourself.
Yes, that's very true, you know, but I pray for the people that have to do that by themselves, because it is not, it's a fun process.
Yeah, some people go years and stuff like that, like, you know, when it's just not a regular divorce and you just like to say, okay, we just wouldn't get divorced. Nobody's really complaining about getting anything. Yeah.
I know.
But
well,
I don't blame
like, you know, it's not like we had a lot because he was a spender, like, I mean, like habitual, but it just went to crap. He stopped paying all the bills, and then, you know, obviously then it ruins my credit and, you know, his credit, you know, and I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Like, I would have never, you know, if somebody said that to me, like, even 10 years ago, I would have said, nah. Well, I'll never say nah. Again.
We'll never say never. I mean, I would say it to a certain extent, like, you know, but like you say, you just never know. People will surprise you these days.
Oh, yeah, that is very sure. And especially in the last few years, I don't know. I mean, human nature is, it's a weird thing. I mean, it is weird. Some people, I don't know. I just, you know, but look, like I said, I mean, I'm grateful that I do have support of family and my children. And I am very, very grateful about that.
Well, that is good. And plus, you need somebody, you know, anyway, you know, during the time like that. Nobody needs to be lonely.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, I mean,
what she needs to understand is if he was married to you for 20 years and just open left you, what does she think he's going to do for her?
I know it. And then I'm
hey,
like,
come on, really?
I know. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I raised your two kids, and now she's got a little six-year-old, and you're going to be the new super daddy when I was the one who stepped up and did it all for your kids. You know, and that's another thing. Thank God that they love me and they, you know, they're pissed off at him for that. But that we still have a relationship. And, you know, but I mean, really, I just laugh. I go, oh, my gosh, you know, you were like in the dead zone when I was doing everything. And now all of a sudden, you know, you come to life and you're going to be a little super dad for a new little six-year-old, you know.
Is it his six-year-old?
No, it's not his. It's her.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's a lot younger.
I was about to say, I'm sure she's younger.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they
think.
They get these young women and they go crazy, mess up the whole family, and then figure out it wasn't even worth it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, really, you know, I mean, and you know, he really hurt a lot of people, like, you know, not just his own kids, you know, my three kids and our grandkids, you know, and they're all sitting on this thing, like my, you know, my grandkids don't know any other grandfather but him. And it's like, now they don't have him. So it's just sad. It's really sad.
Well, you know, people don't think about everybody they're affecting. They're selfish at the time. You know how that is.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, and that's why my sisters always yell at me, you know, you just was always too nice, or, you know, you were always the one who was doing and giving, and, you know, but that's who I am. You know, that's who I am. And it's like, you know, if he did that, then that's on him. And at this point in my life, you know, I just have to, you know, go on and pick up and keep on moving forward. So I can't wait till this divorce is over. Then I'll get me a little part-time job because, well, actually, our court hearing, the judge did say, because He awarded me some alimony, but he ain't paying it yet. So now it's another court hearing because he's not paying it.
Why is he not paying it?
Because he's a jerk. He turned into this freaking jerk, you know. And yeah, so
well,
that
I'm
we
sure
had
he
to
knows
have,
he has to pay it. I mean, what is
I know that's what. So we had to file another motion, you know, because he's in contempt of the court ordered, and I'm like, does eventually this guy's got to realize he's going to get, you know.
Unless he wants to go to jail, I mean.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, really? You know, you're going to be that idiotic that, but then, you know, so I said to my attorney then, you know, we might as well, you know, what I want then is for them to order it to be automatically taken out of his monies because he's got, like, a pension because he was military. And he's got, you know, disability. He's got money that's there all the time. It's not like job money.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, yeah, you're right, because if he has to pay it, he's not going to do it right.
Yeah, yeah. No, because, I mean, look, it's almost a year and a half, and the guy, you know, he ended up sending a little bit of money. I mean, over the a year and a half period of like less than $2,000 to me and that amount of time. So, and now he's not paying. Or, you know, if he ends up paying, he may not pay. No, it's supposed to be done on the 1st. You know, like, and so here, what is it? Today's the 24th. I haven't gotten anything from him. So, you know, that's what I said to my attorney. If anything else, I just want to make sure that it gets automatically drafted. So this way I don't have to sit in limbo to say, oh, am I going to get, because I, you know, thankfully my daughter, she put me up, you know, in a place with her, you know, but if I have to go, if I want to get a place of my own and I can't depend on any kind of money from him, I'm like, okay, so I might as well just, you know, get it in a court order that it has to come automatically from wherever he gets his monies from. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be burdening you.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. She's like,
she give me a whole life.
No, look, trust me, some people, they'll mention something and then you'll say something and then they get to talking and you're like, oh, okay, like.
I know. Well, it's nice to talk to people, though, you know.
It is sometimes, yeah, to talk. I mean, like you said, I mean, of course you're not supposed to be babbling off, but, you know, sometimes, as long as you don't stay too long, they won't say anything, but.
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes people need to get things off their chest, so.
Yeah, no, that's true. But then it's better than the people that call and are nasty to you. You don't like that.
I know. That's what I said, too.
Yeah, it's like, why do you have to be nasty? You don't really have to be.
But they do.
I know. Some people, they don't like, we were saying before, they don't like, I don't know, just you. I've dealt with people like that. I used to be in the service industry, too, and then, like, what I would do then, I'd be trying to be really so, like, much nicer, so much nicer. This way they had nothing to be nasty about. Sometimes it works.
Sometimes you're right.
More nasty.
And sometimes it don't, so.
I know. Well, listen, I hope that, you know, you have at least a good day and all the people you talk to today are wonderful.
Yes, ma'am, but I did get it canceled out for you. Just check your email. Just give it some time,
okay.
Just because it can take up to a day sometimes. But just give it some time. And if you have an issue, you can just always call us back at this number.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All your help and your time. And you take good care of yourself and your family, okay? And remember what I said, make a little stash for yourself.
You got that. Oh, I've been did that.
We got to be smart women, you know? We're behind the eight ball already with some, you know, views of the world, so.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and stay safe.
Okay, thank you. You
all
too.
Right. Thank you. All right, goodbye.